are not allowed, doesn't look at your bodies, your complexion, your height, your beauty, your outward looks. Nor does it look at your color. So your color means nothing. And your appearance also means nothing to Allah Ta'ala. But what Allah watches is your behavior and your heart. That's the focus. What's your behavior? What's your conduct? And number two is your heart. The story that we read, you see that Allah Ta'ala blesses. And the blessing is because of the goodness of the heart. So the blessings are of different types. Sometimes they are spiritual and sometimes they are material. What we are hearing here is a material benefit, right? I mean, almost material. But that is subject to the goodness of the heart. Then how much more will the spiritual be subject to the goodness of the heart? When we talk about the spiritual, we talk about ilm, knowledge, understanding of deen, and the grace and the tawfiq to the good. So, how good your heart is, proportionately, you get the tawfiq and you get the grace to do good. So the heart is good, so then you'll be inspired with good. But then, you're not looking at the heart, letting it corrode, corrupt, and all the evil setting is set in. Then you expect good to come out, and it does happen then. So this monitoring the heart. At any time, we monitor the heart. See, now you start your namaz. Still, your namaz can only start off if there's an intention. If there's no intention, you're just doing postures, right? And don't intend, then the namaz is not valid. You didn't intend to get the namaz right, the intention is to be there. And the intention gets the sawab. Person going out to jihad, and the hadith says, Zid wa tusina bi al jihad fi sabilillah. The highest pinnacle of Islam is striving in the cause of another. That's the highest. We again, Sahaba Ikram is asking, is the niyyah, the heart is what right? Is the jihad acceptable? He's striving, working day and night, spending his money, giving his life, but his intention is something not right. Either he's striving for some material gain, or he's striving to get a name, people talk about him, or he's striving to to impress people, show his bravery. So man's mind, how important it is that the mind should be right. That mind, the state of the mind, nobody can see. Only Allah knows. What you're striving for, what's the catalyst, what's the motivation, what's the drive, nobody knows. The Quran Sharif, the 29th Sipara, Allah speaks about. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ People of a farm. Magnificent farm they've got. The old father passes on. So as the business comes into the hands of the children, and you say no more. Father didn't have the understanding. And now we have got needs. Because now each one is married, got children. You can't be as charitable as father was. Can't do it now. And how are we to manage our affairs? We can't do the same. Now, they change the intention. You can't. Before you're giving either 1/5 or 1/10, you're giving it away. So you made 10 million rands, so 1 million rand you're giving away. Or you're giving 2 million, 1/5. You're giving it away. But now, conditions have changed. You can't give it. 2 million, you just give it away. You didn't work for it. I know we worked for it. So how can you just take away 2 million? See, so the intention changed. Father was around. He understood it. This is not my acumen. It's not my hard work. It's not my being smart. It's not my luck. It's only the grace of Allah Ta'ala that this business is prosperous. I'm just making a few maneuvers and Allah Ta'ala is sending it. It's a thing to ponder. The man that's got a shop or he's doing a business, who turned the clientele's heart to your business? There are a lot of businesses. People could go there, other places. But who turned their hearts to yours? If it is a product that you are making, it's the produce of the earth, right? Say, selling potatoes, onions, eh? So who made the thing grow? The seed, not yours. All you did is perhaps you sowed the seeds, nothing more than that. And beyond that, Allah Ta'ala took control. So when you're seeing it, it's not yours, it's Allah Ta'ala's. And give it His name, He's providing. If it is that you've done something with your brain, right? Say, you read a furniture or some decorating, right? And you use your brain, right? So the brain, who gave it the brain? Allah gave it. So the one that gave it, give it in His name, give a portion. Say, give it just a portion in my name. At least you identify the gift. But you are enjoying the benefits, But you don't want to give anything for the last name. So you, as though you're saying that it is my effort. It's not nothing to do with Allah. And then that statement is like no different to the statement of Qarun. When these people told him to be charitable, ahsin, be good, kind to people. And don't exult, don't be proud and arrogant, don't show an attitude. Like Allah Ta'ala is kind to you, give you wealth, then be kind to Allah responsibly. Not as though you are identifying where it came from there, and you are giving it in his name. I was nothing, I am nothing, it came from there, and you give it back. And Allah is saying, so kind, you don't have to give everything, some portion of it. A good portion, what you like, not something that is redundant, not something that is reject. What you like yourself, even if it is one portion of it, but give it. So, this Qarun was min qawmi Musa, was a family of Musa alayhi salam, with a cousin, but a close family. So you can imagine now how great it must have been to be the family of Musa alayhi salam, coming from the divine family, an Anbiya family. And over that, over and above that, it was amongst those few people who had by-hearted the whole Torah and covered the Torah. There were a few, under 12 people, but he was one of those people who had by-hearted. So the lineage is excellent, the knowledge is excellent, and the wealth also is more than excellent. The lineage was great, right? Knowledge was great. And the wealth was more than great. He's got everything on his side. He's got a lineage, he's got wealth, he's got knowledge. But his problem, where it came from, if you told him, be kind. As a token of appreciation, Allah gave, so I'm giving his name. It comes from Allah Ta'ala. I have to give back something. So when his people are advising him, he says, إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُ وَلَا إِلْمِي إِلْمِي. So he's not recognizing the giver. He says, أُوْتِيْتُ وَلَا إِلْمِي إِلْمِي. I got it because of my acumen. See, I'm so smart. I'm so skilled. I got it because of my intelligence, my acumen. In the meanwhile, the law of zakat are coming. Now his wealth was so much, you know, it's mind-boggling. How much of wealth? People can't even carry the keys to his treasure. Wealth is so much that even the keys to the treasure is so heavy, people can't carry it. In the old days, the keys were quite bulky. We were studying in Yemen, so I know that the doorkeeper comes to open the door. So the keys, some of them are in this, the ruler size. So the keys, tick. That's why it's important to go in Jamaat in it. India. You can't understand that. Hey, keys are so small now. Now you see that thing firsthand, it's only keys. I understand, alright, why it was so weighty. So it was so weighty. All they train by, don't be proud, don't have an attitude, and be good. I. It's my business. My action is mine. I call it. So that my business, I always like. Whether it is birth, whether it is in lineage, whether it is knowledge, whether it's that mine is my business. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like it. And when anybody goes that line, then he meets up with difficulty. It's me, I. I've been speaking about it the last 3 days. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. It's a discreet way of shirk. Because you're saying, Allah Ta'ala did, but I also did it. I also was there, you know. You don't fish anywhere. Because the work of Allah Ta'ala was expressed on you. You didn't do anything. How you understand this? Take a mirror, right? And take a picture of a person, very beautiful, extremely beautiful. That you can't imagine. So when you put the picture on the mirror, doesn't the mirror shine out? Doesn't it look beautiful? Right? So if the mirror says that it's my beauty, me, I'm so beautiful, what do you say? You are nothing, right? It's this person that's making me beautiful. And you want to prove it, you just turn it. You just turn the picture away, and the mirror is nothing. So you seem to be good. It's the grace of Allah Ta'ala reflecting on you. In a second, Allah Ta'ala can turn the grace. Then, what are you left with? You're absolutely nothing. So think about it. Whether it's knowledge, whether it is expertise, whether it is lineage, whatever it is. Not of your doing. The more you recognize not my doing, it's the grace of Allah Ta'ala, then you're moving right. And the moment you think, no, it's mine, that this is a discrete type of shape. That's why Allah Ta'ala disgusts it. If you are explaining him, but he won't listen. In the meanwhile, he claims to be a follower of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam got the wahi about spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, what we say is zakat. So when he heard about zakat, then it became too much for him. Because he's got billions. He's got billions. So imagine if he's got just 1 billion, he has to at least give away more than 25 billion away. More than 25 million to give away in zakat. Huh? Easy to give, easy to do. I tell the guys, you know, the interest, dump it quickly, give it away quickly. And I tell them, there's some people, don't even ask anybody for interest. Even if there's a need, don't ask for interest. If you don't ask for interest, then the disgust in the heart of that person who's giving it will vanish. See, the Mu'az asking for interest. Whatever your intentions are, but the disgust in their heart will leave the heart. So you don't even ask them for interest, even that your intentions are right. Don't ask them. They must feel like it's real dirt. It's filth. Let's get away. That's how they must feel. So I tell an example, you know, give an example. Doesn't matter about 1,000 rand interest, you won't ask them as well. what to do about interest, right? But you've got 1 million rand interest. It's a million rand. It's a million rand, you know. And he must repeat it 2-3 times. Well, interest, but it's about 1 million rand, huh? So the whole mind goes fear. It disturbs the mind. So the easy way is, as you're getting your account, dump it. Go and give it away. Even though it's just 2,000 rand, give it away. Now you're waiting for it to accumulate. And then when it accumulated, then you can't give it. So that is poor Karun Shah. Now his money is just accumulated. Bully is underestimated. Because there's so much land. You read the description of his wealth, so much. Even if I say 50 million. But he's not looking at how much he's been given. He's looking at how much he has to give. And how much he's been given, he's not looking at it. Now the zakat wasla came in. So he's finding it difficult. See, man wants to look after his money. And also he wants to look after his integrity. So what must he do to save his money and to save his integrity? People also say, he's not giving zakat. Yeah, don't go to him. He doesn't give zakat. What must he do? And it gets difficult. So he saw a loose woman. And he worked it out with her. So Musa Aslam would have her sitting. So this is the question you're going to ask. See, this legalizing. Planning out against the truth, love against the right. If you're not doing it, make istighfar, I'm regretful for not doing it. But you're looking for a plan to legalize these things there, to save your integrity and your image, then this love against the right. But that became the game of the name of the game nowadays. So now, as Sam is addressing the Bani Israel, so this Karun got someone to ask, O Musa, you are saying that zina is haram. And what's the punishment? Punishment, Musa is explaining, punishment is stoned to death. And if you are the culprit now, then said, I also. Nobody is exempt from the law. Now everything is worked out. So this woman stands up. And she charges Musa al-Islam that you have done this to me. She's an abused Muslim woman. She does this for an occupation. To get a payout, yeah, he'll have to give 50 million. Yeah, he'll have to give a couple of bombs. Right? Yeah, couple of 50 million. And yeah, just throw some change for the work done. See, sorry, children. So now she makes an allegation. So Musa al-Islam didn't like this. So he asked in the name of Allah Ta'ala, who asked you to say this? Gave a heavy oath. Who put you up to say this? So when she's under oath, he says it's Karun. He made it happen. He did this. So Musa Islam cursed. Ya ard khuzih, O earth, just swallow it. Now it's going. sea is going from ankle, he's pleading to Musa al-Salam, going knee deep, pleading. Ya Ard Khuzi. Just follow him. فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. You see, when that amount goes big, then your mind also turns around. When you're small, your mind was right. But when big, now pride gets you, you have an attitude, you're talking in a different way. Your behavior is different. Your children must go to a private school. Not stopping there, but go to a white school. And they must talk like whites. And the school fee must be at least about 30,000-40,000 in a month. Then you feel nice. See, then you've got a different circle of friends. Everything changes. Before I could just meet you, right? Now, you must make an appointment. I have no time for you. Now, no friend, no time for his friends, no time for his own family. Before, when you're driving a simple car, so you met him, say, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Now he's driving the Jag or something, he's driving the Rolls Royce, Jag. So you're greeting him, say, this is a story. See, the whole attitude changed. I ask you the fact of the truth of it. Before he's such a splendid person, nice person, approachable, you know, so much. So this wealth is not a blessing for most people. The past pious people, when they looked at wealth with contempt, this was the reason. Because everybody can't digest it. One in a million person can digest it. And you think you'll be the lucky person to be able to digest it. But so many people got indigestion, so many got constipated with it, then how does it work for it? So, therefore they didn't look forward to it. They rather live a life of moderation and don't lose out on the other end. But living high, they left very high here, he lost all that sense. What's the gain? You very high. Too much. And then you lost all the other end. So not worth it. You got cut off from your families. You don't read people nicely. You don't talk rightly. All on account of the curse of life. Everything went. Everything. Your mind went different. Your ways went different. Your near changed. The shop was small. Running well, so everybody was, two or three partners, they were running well. But if you have a big business now, the fight starts. Doesn't it happen? Fight starts. No, you don't deserve this. I did the work. So the fight starts. Animosity, arguments. So when you're simple and small, then it's easy to run your affairs. Your business, your deed, everything comes easy. But when the digits begin to hit, and you see now the clientele all focused towards you, then it spins your mind. You can't think. We can't imagine ourselves to be like Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullah. Imam Bukhari Sahib was a wealthy person. So he got 40 gold coins. Imagine one gold coin, one Krugerrand, right? Like you got 40. You know, there's a fear, there's a person that is announcing on the boat that my money is lost my 40. Because he just found out from Imam Sahib how much you had, 40. And then he sees, I lost my money. Imam Sahib, what 40? And he says, I lost my money. So straight away, he threw the money. Into the water, class call. So that was because of the respect that he had for hadith. See, I'm counted as an authority in hadith. People transferred hadith from him. Right? And when you're transmitting, then they look at the they look at the credentials of the reporter. So the reporter, how authentic is, how reliable. Is he righteous? Is he honest enough? Is he worthy of reporting or not? So they look at it, credentials. Now, if someone is going to be reading the credentials of Imam Bukhari Sahib, and he comes across this, that the money was lost, it was found in him. Someone's money was stolen, and was found by him. So now that reliability is gone. You won't accept the hadith. And yet it is not my word, it's Rasulullah Rasul's word. So the respect that he had for this, is money can go, it's alright. But the words of Nabi Sassam need to be guarded. So he dumped the money, all the money, if it to remain poor, then. So everybody can't be like Imam Bukhari Sahib. We can't be that. When there's a need to just dump the money straight away, can't do it. I think it was Yahya ibn Ma'in Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he earned about a million something from his father's estate, and everything he spent in acquiring hadith. All that million he acquired, all in learning hadith, propagating hadith. So everybody around is not like that. So for people like us, just the moderation, not too much and not too less. Just moderation, break even, I mean right. Otherwise, the thing gets into your head, then the whole life is a wreck. So, what we are talking about is this attachment to the dunya. And some things in life that destroy you, although it's got a good side. Wealth has got a good side, you can't say that wealth is bad. But it's got the other side as well. If you're only looking from one side and don't look it from the other side, then you didn't look at the full picture.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا اللهم إنا نسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لنا يا إله العالمين والله forgive our sins يا الله ومي جمعين السنز يا الله the sins we've done in the day at night يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله forgive our parents our brothers and sisters our wives and children our asatiza our friends our relatives, our neighbors. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we thank you for all your favors, Ya Allah. We express our shukr and gratitude to you, Ya Allah, for all your ni'mats that you have best blessed us with, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are desperately in need of all your favors, Ya Al-Alameen. Oh Allah, show us with your rahmat and your mercy and your blessings at all times, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, keep us with afiyat and keep us in good conditions, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us at the time of mort, Ya Allah. Bless us with Iman and Islam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from kufr and shirk and irtidad, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with good maut, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Al-Alamin. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, bless us with your itaat and your obedience, Ya Allah. Save us from ma'asiyat and sin, Ya Al-Alamin. Allah, bless us with your true muhabbat, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq that we can spend our lives in your ibadat and in your worship and in your obedience, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from committing sins and wrong, Ya Allah. Bless us with true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us tawfiq of following his mubarak sunnats. Allah, give us tawfiq of reciting abundant durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge. Give us tawfiq that we can keep our tongues always busy with your dhikr and your remembrance, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the Quran Kareem, that we can read it day and night, Ya Allah. Bless us with the ilm of the Quran Kareem, the understanding of the Quran Kareem, tawfiq of making tadabbur and pondering over the Quran Kareem. Allah, and accept us, Ya Allah, to spread the Quran Kareem in word and in meaning, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyiduna Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa rahmatullahi